Welcome back to Eagles Game Plan. Let's take a look at the QB power in our anatomy of a play brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
So today we're going to take a look at a play that the Carolina Panthers run all the time. It's probably the number one designed, called quarterback run in the NFL. You see it all the time, short yardage and goal line, and that is the quarterback power play. Has the same basic principles as any other textbook power play from high school or college, except obviously the difference is the quarterback is running it. The idea, again, like any design quarterback run or even any read play, is to try to negate the defense's number count advantage. On the front side, the tight end is just going to man up on the outside defensive end. The right guard and the right tackle are going to double team or deuce block the defensive tackle all the way to the backside linebacker. The backside tackle, he just stays in the defensive end. The center has a back block. The key to the play is really a couple things. Number one, it's the patience of the quarterback to really let all these blocks develop in front of him. Number two, it's the pulling guard who wants to pull really tight to that down block and curl around and meet the middle linebacker in the hole, because that middle linebacker is taught to be as tight to the down block as he can. So it's a fight to see how tight you can be to that right tackle's hip. Because it's a quarterback power, you're going to actually have a lead blocker in the running back who will lead up on the outside linebacker. And then the quarterback should have a pretty nicely blocked play once he lets it all develop with a hole for himself right in there. Very tough for defenses to stop that in the backfield, given the nature of the blocking assignment, which is why it's such a good play for a yard, 2 yards, even when it's short yardage goal line.
Thanks, Ross. Let's take a look at the QB power here on the monitor. You got him here versus the Jacksonville Jaguars. You got a back offset here. You got a tight end detached. You got your five linemen inside. And watch when the ball is snapped. Watch Cam's foot movement. That gives you the indication that it's going to be a run play, that he's not setting up for a pass. You got a kick down block by the tackle there. You got a kick back block by the center here. And now you're going to have the tailback leading up for the linebacker here. And then Cam's going to do a great job transitioning to a running back. And his patience behind this offensive lineman allows him to pick a hole. And when he makes contact with a defender, it's going to be difficult to bring him down. Extra yards after contact, 6'5", 250-plus pounds. When Cam Newton's in the shotgun, the Eagles must be prepared to stop the pass as well as the run.